Soloveitchik taught us that the structure for slichos is not stam. It's not based on haphazard considerations, but the structure of slichos starts off with ashrei, and then we have a kaddish, a chetzi kaddish. We have a particular tefillah, Shomea Tefillah Odecha, Kol Basar Yavo, which every single slichos begins. In fact, something I didn't know that I just noticed this year, is that Soloveitchik's custom was not to say slichos on Erev Yom HaKippurim, because on Erev Yom Kippur we don't say Shomea Tefillah Odecha. And he felt that that was ma'akev in slichos. Those psukim before Yud Gimel Midos are entirely ma'akev. And of course, then we cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yud Gimel Midos, we have Shema Koleinu, and then Tachnun, and then Kaddish Tiskabel. The only time we have Kaddish Tiskabel in the structure of Tefillah is always after Shemona Esra. We start with Ashrei, so that we won't have Kaddish introducing the tefillah of Shomea Tefillah Odecha. We spoke a little bit tonight at the Kumsitz about the significance of the Ashrei. And then we have this unique structure. Siyata Deshmaya, I'd like to talk tonight for a couple minutes about what this unique structure says to us about the unique form of slichos, and try to apply it practically to ourselves and our Avodas Hashem. The Rav Zatzal pointed out that really slichos is really one big Shemona Esrei. In fact, once upon a time, when they used to say slichos on the fast days, they would say slichos as part of Chazaras Hashatz. And of course, our slichos is a continuation of Chazaras Hashatz when we say slichos during the year. And here we have something extremely, extremely dramatic that's happening with our slichos. What's happening is we are taking what is normally a tefillah of being omed lefnei Hashem with a very particular structure, and it's being transformed like no other way that we have in the rest of the year. So what we have is a form of Tefillah Shemona Esrei, the Chazal were matir. The Gemara tells us that there's a very particular way in which we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because who are we to speak to Kudsho Brich Hu? Who are we? Ein Aroich Lecha. And therefore there's a very, very particular structure that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah gave us. That structure was that first we describe and we internalize who Kudsho Brich Hu is. We internalize who we're speaking to. Elekeinu v'elekei Avraham, Elekei Avraham, Elekei Yitzchak, Elekei Yaakov. So Soloveitchik argued that Shomea Tefillah Odecha takes the place of those three brachos. We speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just reading the translation. You hear prayers, we come before you, we bow in front of you, like we describe and like we do in the first brachos of Shemona Esrei. Now, it's very interesting, the Rav pointed out, that Shomea Tefillah Odecha, we quote entirely psukim. It's entirely psukim. It's all psukim describing the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In contrast to Shemona Esrei, is the lashon of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Elokeinu v'elokei Aviseinu v'elokei Avraham v'elokei Yitzchak. That's one fascinating distinction between the two. And then the structure of slichos, the meat and potatoes of slichos, once we get past that matir, if you will, of Shomea Tefillah Odecha, we get past it, we go into the tochen in Shemona Esrei, it's bachashos. We formulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, atachayni lodem das, give us das to be able to serve you properly. Give us health to be able to serve you properly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us all these things, and then we've spoken in the past, Shema Koleinu, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have a redactic of the entire tefillah b'pchinas kol, which is very much connected to kol shofar as well. But here, when it comes to slichos, something else entirely happens. It's the same structure of tefillah, but it's entirely different b'china. A tremendous chiddush. Because the Gemara tells us that we're not allowed, generally, to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any other fashion except for the fashion of Shemona Esrei. But what happens is as follows. What happens is we have a structure that's not bakashos, that were framed by the original brachos and the hodah at the end of Shemona Esrei, but we cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Yud Gimel Midos. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Racham Lechanim. Once upon a time, Slichos was referred to as the Maimud HaRatzui. It's a Maimud of Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tremendous Chiddush, and entirely the same Bechina of Tefillah, but transformed in an entirely different way. What is this Maimud HaRatzui? Why is it that when it comes to the Shemona Esrei, we have this expression in terms of Tefillah through the words of Adshei Knesset HaGdola? Yet tonight we begin the expression through Torah Shebichsav. Normally we have the Bakashos, in which we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mevakesh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here, there are no Bakashos. Here we cry out with the Yud Gimel Midos, and then, of course, we fall to Achnun again, with Kaddish Tiskabel, exactly the same way Tefillah normally ends. There's an amusing legend, which I think is actually true. Part of me is mahasis, whether even to say it, because of the tonight is such a serious night. But the legend goes that there was a Chabad chassid who had a moment with Bill Clinton. And Chabad Chassidim could be very, very straightforward. And they're not only with Jews about putting on film, but they're also with the President of the United States. And the story goes that the Chassid ended his audience with Clinton and asked him, "When are you going to do tshuva?" So Bill Clinton is a fascinating man. Clinton looked back at him, and he said to him, "Do you mean the tshuva of Rav Kook, or do you mean the tshuva of Rav Soloveitchik?" The man is a brilliant man. The background behind it is that Rabbi Ganak had a very, very close relationship with him. And when Clinton was enmeshed in his Averis, he would send him around Yom Noraim time, he would send him pieces, and he would explain to him the difference between the tshuva of Rav Soloveitchik and the tshuva of Rav Kook. What's Rav Kook's tshuva? Let's focus tonight on what Rav Kook's tshuva is about. Rav Kook in Perek Yud Gimel, the Oireis HaTshuva, writes, "HaTshuva b'yisayda hitnua lashuv el amikairis." The essence of tshuva is for us to go back to our source. El mikar hachayim v'havaya el yoyna bishle musan. Simply to return to the essence of where we are, be'en gvulim u'mitzarim, without boundaries. Be'gimar ha'yoyser atzilus u'brucha mizara elyon ha'poshet v'ha'mavik. To come back to that beautiful, shining place that Kutsha Brichu carved us out from. Hashetaf shel achayim, the flow of the daily routine, hu moirid oysanu la'anofim ha'mispashtim. It distracts us. Shekoma shaholchum misrachim v'koma shem koinim yoser tefisa b'maisa b'mifal v'skashmas hem yoser krom et malotenu hamigbula. We ourselves come from the mekar hashegrish hachayim, where there's a place where our neshama is formed from Ein Sof. But our daily routine, Rav Kook writes, creates hagbalot, it creates limitations. And we become pulled more and more from the place of Ein Sof to a place that's finite, that's Sof. So in Rav Kook's tshuva, if you will, taking Rabbi Ganach's words, in Rav Kook's tshuva, the essence of tshuva is for us to start again. Tshuva is not about fixing ourselves, in the thought of Rav Kook's Hatzal. Tshuva is not about tikkun per se. Tshuva is simply being able to strip away all the klipos of the hakbolos of this world that have distracted us and removed us and distanced us from the Mekor HaChayim. Nothing new needs to be created. Ad kedei kach yesh lodun, what the Rambam means when the Rambam says that we change our names. Eini oseh ish, I'm not the same person. Lefi Rav Kook, how Rav Kook understands would be mazbir with Rambam. But Rav Kook is full of this. Rav Kook speaks about that there's tshuva about particular averos, and then there's tshuva klolis, where a person comes back to his kloli, his original makar. There's no question that this period of time has been that period of time. A time in which it's not that the Sitra Acher reigned. It's Pashut that life has become so confusing and so distracting that we've lost track of that Mekor HaChayim. That we lost track of who we really are and what we really are. I think particularly this Yom Noraim is a tremendous opportunity for us to approach tshuva that way. Matzmos Seinu, what is our essence? Some of us are even so caught up in making aliyah. Some of us are so caught up in making Baruch Hashem simchas. We're so caught up in so many fantastic, fantastic things that all of those fantastic things have made us a little bit distracted from Shoyrish Nishmasenu. Ulai v'ulai. That's the pshat in the structure of Sifas. There's Torah Shebichsav and there's Torah Shebalpeh. The matir of slichos is different than the matir of the bakoshos of Shemona Esrei. The matir of the bakoshos of Shemona Esrei is the lashon of Torah Shebal Peh, is the lashon of Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Now, Torah Shebal Peh is the most amazing thing that you and I have. Ein lanu rak hashira Torah Hazayis. That's the only thing that we have. That's the only thing that's important in our lives. And Torah Shebal Peh, the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Gimel Amud Beis describes, is parin v'ravin. It's constantly regenerating. It's constantly new, and our Beis Medrash is always trying to thrive, to strive, to be able to be mechadesh more, to grow more, and to grow in all the meanings of the word, the meanings in terms of being chidush in Torah Shebal Peh, the meanings of chidush in terms of building Torah and Eretz Yisrael, the meaning of chidush of creating beautiful families, all of the meaning of Torah Shebal Peh. But there's a tfisas yad odom. The essence of Torah Shebal Peh is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, who taught us Torah. And there's a tfisas yad odom. That tfisas yad odom may be during the time that we commemorate our rebirth, we go back to a place that's prior to Torah Shebal Peh. Slichas is an entirely different mitzius. Slichas is a mitzius where we go back to Torah Shebichsav. Shemea Tfilo Adecha. In other words, what that means is we go back to a place where there's no cheshbonos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes, I made man, and he ruined himself in cheshbonos harbe, with many, many cheshbonos. Now that cheshbonos is a chelek also of Torah Shebal Peh. But the Zman of Yom Noiroyim is a time in where we go back to that Bechina of Torah Shebichsav, the purity of the Torah Shebichsav. The Talmidim have heard from me all the time that I say over the story with the Baal Shem Tov, that when it came close to Ne'ilah, Baal Shem Tov was down And the Hasidim saw that he changed his entire disposition, and it was because a poor peasant boy had come in, and he had asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he never got to learn more, and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all I'm going to do is say the Aleph, the Beis, the Gimel, and the Dalet. And the Baal Shem Tov said, that Hecher Tefillah, that peasant boy, was higher than any Tefillah that we had. What is that Bechina? That's Bechina of going back to the Holy Aleph, the Holy Beis, the Holy Gimel, Holy Dalet. Every single one of us, with all of our Dafyoimi, and with all of those things, all of us have that Holy Aleph, that Holy Beis, that Holy Gimel, Holy Dalet. And that's connected to Cheshbon HaNefesh. The Cheshbon HaNefesh is a certain purity where a person goes back to those basics, where a person gets a tremendous elav, gets a tremendous rise, and is skarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu by simply reading the simple holy words of the Torah Shebichsav, of reading words of Tehillim, of reading these simple words in Shomea Tefillah Odech without any cheshbonos. And then we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any bakashas, because you know what? Those bakashas ourselves are mevalbel. They mix us up, they confuse us, even if it's coming from a daf gemara. And so what do? We cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Yud Gimel Midos, a full espatlus to Kud Shabrichu, an entirely different tefillah. Both tefillahs are necessary. But the chizuk now is to go back to this bechina of Torah Shebichsav, of this purity of place where I could connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words simply because they're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words. I connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I'm simply connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yud Gimel Midos. When the world is in such a confused place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us a place that's so simple and so pure. We have to dig deep for it. It's not enough just to come to the Beis Medrash. It's not enough for a person just to learn a Daf Gemara. During the time of Yom Noraim, a person has to come back to that simple Aleph, that simple Beis, simple Gimel, and all the Kedusha that it represents. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmayim to be able to do that. To come closer and closer, become more and more pure. Hatshuva b'yisayda hitnua lo shuv el mikoris. We should be able to come closer and closer to that makar. Our families should become closer and closer to that makar. Our guf should become more and more connected to our neshama. B'zeicha t'mikadei shem shamayim.